We welcome to the program, representing the 20th Legislative District, he is the Senate Republican leader, Senator John Braun. Good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you for your time today. We do appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Senator Braun, let's start first with your outlook, your thoughts, what you want to accomplish or hope to prevent from becoming accomplished by the majority party in this coming legislative session. What are some of the things that you have circled that you believe that the majority party is going to try and ram through or do to make life a little bit worse for those of us in the state of Washington?
Well, we've seen a number of troubling bills dropped already. We have one that reduces the impact on folks who are arrested for drunk driving. We've seen a bill dropped over in the House that reduces the penalties for drive-by shooting. So there's still some folks who are intent on reducing all forms of crime in the state of Washington. That in the middle of a statewide significant ramp up in crime of all levels. So we're going to be cautious about that. And then broadly, we're looking to push back on some of the things that have happened in the last couple of years, and we think the public is supporting us. Push back on the anti-police bills that were passed last year that are making it almost impossible for our local law enforcement to keep our communities safe around the state. We're looking to address some of the cost of living challenges that our citizens are facing, whether it's food or gas or housing, heating, housing. I mean, some of these are nationally impacted, but also a lot of policies put in place by the current majorities in the House and the Senate that we need to undo. People are having a hard time, and especially folks that were already living on the margins. And then finally, we need to rebuild trust. I mean, we're almost 700 days into an emergency with a single-person rule. We need to reform our emergency powers rule, a law to make sure that the people are being represented by their elected officials in the legislature in Olympia. And a lot of work to do there. And I guess also, last thing I'd mention is let's work on reinvolving parents in their children's education around the state, whether it's curriculum, whether it's just being in school. Make sure that local school boards have control and the parents are encouraged to be involved in part of their children's education. Those are things we're going to focus on. There's a whole bunch more, but that's how I'd sum it up.
Senator John Braun from the 20th Legislative District. He's the Senate Republican leader joining us here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator Braun, Greg Neft here. You know, one of the Democrats' big pre-filed bills was the delaying of the collection of payroll taxes for the Washington CARES Act until 2023. And while I know many Republicans want to do away with it altogether, many people do, you know, not just Republicans, but many want that gone. Would you be interested in supporting that in the interest of people not having their paychecks all of a sudden have an extra deduction, which is probably coming within the next 2 weeks? Would you be willing to work with Democrats to just get that done?
Yeah, I see no reason we would not vote to delay it. I mean, we think the right answer is to repeal it. The program is broken, I think, beyond repair. But delay is still good for the citizens of the state of Washington. So why would we oppose that? But we'll still work long term to throw the whole program out. And there is a real problem here. People need to have a way to plan for the cost of retirement and in care as they age. But this program, I don't think, is salvageable. So would we vote for delay? Sure. Are we going to continue to push for repeal and try, you know, start over? Absolutely.
And would you expect that that bill that delays the implementation of the CARES Act, do you think that's going to pass in fairly short order? Do you think that's going to go good?
That's what I'm hearing from the majority. I mean, they're worried about this. And let's face it, this is a political problem for them. I'm not sure they care about the people of Washington being upset about it. But the people of Washington certainly are, and they know that they have an election in 2022, and they that's why the delay isn't until the end of session or the end of the year. It's the delay isn't until 2023 after the 2022 election is over.
Now, Senator Braun, one of the things that Republicans are pushing strongly heading into this session, of course, there was a press conference yesterday talking about it. It's a package of bills put forth between House and Senate members on the Republican side to make the state a safer place, supporting law enforcement. You alluded to it a little bit earlier, supporting law enforcement, making communities safer, making schools safer. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this idea, this package of bills, and what do you think the likelihood that some any, all of these bills are even going to make it through committee, let alone get to the floor for a vote?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough fight. I mean, on this issue, you know, the majority's pushed through a number of bills, but a couple in particular, House bills that really restricted the tools and tactics available to our law enforcement officials around the state, and we've seen tragic results around the state as when it comes to pursuing folks who have violated the law or the reasonable suspicion versus I'm drawing a blank on this suspected is a problem. I think in my mind one of the biggest is these rules restricted the ability of law enforcement to work with our mental health professionals to address folks who are having mental health issues in a way that keeps the mental health folks safe, their clients safe, and gets everybody to a better, safer long-term outcome. And to the idea that we would put laws in place that would keep us from doing that just doesn't make sense. So I think some of that will have a chance. I mean, this is obvious. People are upset about it. I think the majority will feel obligated to do something. The question in my mind is, will they do everything that needs to be fixed, or will they do the bare minimum? That's the question. And beyond that, we have some other challenges out there. We have this graduated reentry, which on its face isn't a bad idea. And when we did a pilot program in 2018, there was bipartisan support, but we're rolling it out much too quickly. We're reintroducing folks out of the prisons back into our society in a way that is setting them up for failure and, frankly, making our communities unsafe.
We're talking with Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Certainly a number of things going into this session. The supplemental budget will be one of the things that you will be discussing. We know the governor has put out his wish list, and it seems that his wish list is to spend more money, even though more money continues to come into the state. We know capital gains is going to be on the agenda as well. So I guess, Senator Braun, my question is, we hear a lot more. We hear more about spending more. We hear more about increasing taxes. We hear more about adding more taxes. But we don't hear anything about giving the residents of Washington State a break, even though the majority party claims to be the purveyors of reducing regressive taxes. At some point in time, is there going to be a tax break with all of this revenue coming in? Or does there need to be drastic change at the legislative level for that even to be a consideration?
Well, I've been on a couple of programs just today with the Democratic leaders, and they sure shy away from the talk of tax reduction. We're going to have a number of proposals that reduce taxes in the state of Washington. Look, we have a very robust budget. It's not, I wouldn't call it perfect, but it is a very strong budget, and we have nearly $10 billion of surplus money. We got to make sure we spend it wisely and carefully, and I think one of the best ways to spend it is in tax reduction. Some of that stuff money is one dime, but we can do stuff on a one-time basis, but most of it is continuing, and I think there's opportunity for us to do stuff like reduce property taxes and other things that make it easier for folks to afford living in the state of Washington. I mentioned before, it's kind of a good market right now if you're working. You know, wages are going up, but frankly, inflation's going up faster, and people aren't keeping up because we've made it expensive to live in the state of Washington. We got to push back on that, and one of the best ways to do that is with a tax reduction.
Now, Senator Braun, obviously, I'm sure where you are in Centralia, you've seen some interesting weather over the course of the last week or so. We know the state in and of itself has. We also know that there has been a reduction in that force regarding clearing passes, clearing roadways, and so on and so forth. Even the governor himself acknowledged that there are some, quote, staffing challenges as of right now as a result of his policies. What do we see coming in this session to potentially address some of the things that have been done COVID-wise? I know you mentioned emergency powers a little bit earlier, but we also know the governor's put some mandates in place, and we know that there are people that are no longer state employees as a result. We're seeing the fallout of it right now. Is there anything that's going to be discussed regarding the emergency powers, and are Democrats now seeing this potentially as a political liability?
Well, we know some of the Democrats are. They've been public about their frustration with the governor's refusal to give up emergency powers and bring the legislative power back to the legislative branch like it belongs. Whether the Democratic leadership is willing to do this or they're going to hide behind, what the emergency powers allows is the governor can make these hard decisions, and sometimes he gets them right, but oftentimes he gets them wrong. But they don't get blamed because they didn't have to take a vote. I think that's the wrong answer. People need to show up in Olympia, represent the constituents the way they think right, and then let the constituents hold them accountable in the next election. And that's not what we're seeing. It's not the form of government our founders expected. We're going to push hard. I don't know yet. I mean, I know there's some Democrats that are pretty frustrated with the situation. I think are open to this. We're going to press hard, and they're going to have to decide if their principles, if their convictions are stronger than their loyalty to their caucus or their party.
Do you believe the governor will veto anything that deals with his emergency powers, or do you think that he lets it go just based on the fact that if the legislature's wagging a finger, maybe he needs to listen?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, the governor clearly enjoys being in the position he is, but I know, you know, there's some polling came out today. He's clearly not popular across the state for this very reason. So if you asked me that a month or two ago, I think there's a good chance he would have vetoed it. But today, maybe not. I mean, I think it's clearly the will of the people but the legislature be put back in the proper role of the legislature. And I think that whether he would or not, I can't say for sure. I think he'd be foolish to do so.
We're talking with Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader, here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA, representing the 20th Legislative District.
And, Senator, I want to go back to your Safe Washington initiative, the agenda that you've put forth to get tough on crime. You know, we've seen something of a pullback in Seattle, King County, with regard to who's been named the city prosecutor, the city attorney there. People seem to be a little bit more on the fed-up side, but you still need Democrat support to push that kind of agenda through. In fact, you needed to push any agenda through in Olympia. I mean, how literally, candidly, how optimistic are you that there's going to be any Democratic support for that sort of thing?
That's the million-dollar question. We have had some success in the state Senate finding moderate Democrats, centrist Democrats who are frustrated with the leftward lean of their party and are willing to work with us on better policy for the state of Washington. So, you know, you don't get into this line of work unless you're an optimist, and so I am, and I'm going to go try, but it's hard to say. We lost one historic supporter and former Senator Hobbs, now Secretary of State Hobbs, and that took, you know, one person out of the Democratic caucus that has partnered with us, but we're going to do our best. And then we're going to do that, you know, and then we're going to share that outcome with the voters, and they can decide later next year, or this year, I guess.
Senator Braun, one more question for you before we let you go. We appreciate your time this afternoon. There will be a new member of your body as of next year from the 8th Legislative District. For the first time in over a decade, there'll be a new senator representing this area. What is it that you are hoping for, looking for? What type of representative are you hoping to see join the Senate from the 8th Legislative District once Senator Brown's time is complete?
Well, if you're in my role, you're always just hoping for the best talent. It's as simple as that. You know, the great legislation comes from great legislators who have, you know, diverse experience. So we're looking for someone who shows up talented, hardworking, ready to be a team player and help us, you know, not only rebuild to a majority, but great legislation across the finish line that helps the state of Washington. So I think there are some very talented folks in the 8th Legislative District, and I look forward to working with whoever is successful in the coming election.
Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader, representing the 20th Legislative District, sir. Certainly hope everything's well for you over there, and hope that you and many of your constituents avoid serious damage from that flooding that's coming your way. So appreciate your time, sir, and thank you very much. We hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.